This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. So about those gas prices I was talking about, falling prices at the pump have given consumers some extra pocket money. According to one economist, we tend to blow some of it at Starbucks, which bonus does mean more jobs for baristas. But some of us also run out and buy trucks and SUVs. Automobile sales from the last month show that Chrysler Jeeps and Ram pickup trucks have had a great month. But surely, come on, that's anecdotal, right? We're not really such shallow consumers that we buy gas guzzlers as soon as pump prices drop, are we? Marketplace's Dan Weissman says, sort of yeah, but not really no.
Car buyers are definitely sensitive to gas prices, and we've got a hair trigger. In 2008, when gas prices spiked and the economy tanked, lots of people ditched their gas guzzlers. Jessica Caldwell is an analyst at the car shopping site Edmunds.com.
They traded into something smaller. They didn't like it. They want to go back. And now that gas prices are low, it kind of gives them that push or even that excuse to say, I'm going to have something bigger.
And people do not do the math on what fuel economy costs them. Tom Turrentine from the Energy Efficiency Center at the University of California at Davis interviewed people from 60 households about this. He picked bankers, college professors, people he thought would be good at math.
Nobody knew how much they spent on fuel in a year. If we asked them, how much did you spend last year on gasoline, they kind of looked at us with some puzzle.
There was one exception, a guy who built a spreadsheet to figure out the best car for him. Spreadsheet said, used Honda Civic. But he wanted a new Ford Escape.
So despite making sort of all the rational calculations, he went with his heart.
So whether we never look at the data or maybe just ignore it, are we making dumb financial decisions? For instance, when gas prices go up, people don't just buy more fuel-efficient cars. They pay more for them. So MIT energy economist Christopher Knittel wondered, do consumers overpay for fuel economy when gas prices are high?
What we find is that consumers, more or less, get it right.
Even without a spreadsheet, the average consumer didn't pay so much for a Prius that it canceled out the expected savings. So, yeah, we're a little impulsive, but we're not dumb. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.
Gas prices are under $3 a gallon in a whole lot of places, maybe even where you are, lucky. So do those gas prices actually change your behavior? What car you want to buy? The road trip you want to take? Tell us on our Facebook page.